My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Buddy, that's a road I've been down, and I never want to go down again. And I never will go down again. It'll never happen again. I'll never say it again.
Hey, you weren't voted worst take of the year for that one. That was the loser in the finals to your other one, which was Freddie Kitchens is a better coach.
Than Mike Vrabel.
Than Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
So look at it that way. You said worse things that year.
But I agree. I don't think there's anybody.
It's a bad year for me in takes. Bad year.
Is there anybody to be afraid of? Like, I get, bring up all our, especially before the trade deadline, like, bring up the fact that we are platooning like seven positions.
That's the biggest difference between now and even like a 2017 or 2018. 2017, they won 102 games. 2018, they were great again and had made moves to make the roster better at the trade deadline. But it was look at the other teams, you know, and you could never count the Astros out, I guess. They're starting to come alive. But you're right, when you look at the last 10, I mean, in the division, everybody's 5-5 except for the White Sox, who are 0-10.
Anybody I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of the Orioles. All right, don't take this as like, bring on the Orioles or what, if I'm going to say these things, all right? The one I would be weirded out about is Houston. That's the one I would be weirded out about. That one, because it's Houston, it's their history, the whole thing. We don't usually do very well against Houston, and that would be the one I go, hey, I don't like this. The other ones, I got to tell you, maybe I should be more afraid of the Yankees. I'm not. Doesn't mean I'm saying to bring them on. Doesn't mean I'm saying bring on anybody. I'm not afraid of the Orioles. I'm not afraid of the Yankees. Not afraid of the Mariners. I got to admit, I'm concerned about the Astros. They've been the ALCS 7 straight years. Yeah. How can I not be, if they were, all right, we're playing the Astros. Yeah, I'd be a bit concerned there, bud. Be a lot concerned there. Yeah, I'd be concerned. The other ones, not as much. I'll admit that with Castrovince. What I don't like hearing, though, and I mean, if Castrovince wants to say it, that's fine. I kind of don't want it to happen because I don't want to remind everybody about that because that was a terrible, terrible time. I mean, I was there, guys, there was a meteorologist here. Lyman, do you remember this? The morning after they lost to the Yankees, and I knew my day was just going to be hell the next day. There is a meteorologist that's no longer in town. It's like 5 a.m. I come in here, and I mean, I'm just reading cuss out tweet after cuss out tweet. I mean, it's as low as I've felt. As a radio show host, I swear to God. I come in here, I'm like, this is not going to be a good day, but you said what you said. You're going to take it on the chin, and that's it. And it's 5 a.m., and I look up at the TV, and this person is not from here, no longer here. I should probably name names, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, why not?
I'm not going to do it. And this guy went on this. First off, before we get to the weather, what a great season for the Indians. And I'm going, you disingenuous. Like, I just started cussing up a storm. Kenny might have been here. Somebody was here. Oh, did you see me do it?
I was here, yeah. Can you give his AMS still?
No, it's not one. It wasn't Dick Goddard. Okay. I would have believed Dick Goddard.
I remember that.
Do you remember who it was?
Yeah.
You remember the guy I'm talking about? Okay. I mean, it was a custom up one side and down the other at 5:01 in the morning, losing my mind because I knew that the morning was going to be hell, and it was, and that I'm sitting there going, I really, really am crushed by this loss, and here you are just you're just giving lip service to your viewers. You don't believe any of this. You don't mean any of this. You don't care about the Cleveland Indians. You don't care about being here. To hell with you. I got so mad, so worked into a shoot on that. And then the rest of the day was hellish. Finally got past it. Thank God. I'll never do it again. I will never say bring on a team again like that.
I'll just say, though, right now.
I think there might be more favorable matchups with certain teams. And I'm not just talking about just baseball. I'll talk about all those sports. But I'm never going to say bring on a team ever again. Never.
You know, it's very interesting to me, though, that when a Browns team, if the Browns had the best record in the NFL, what would the confidence levels be like with our fan base?
If the Browns had the best record in the NFL?
And it had just come off, like, we just beat the team with the best record in baseball, 2 out of 3. So let's say we had just taken it to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Which they do play late in the year this year.
Yeah. How confident do you think our fans would be?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I think they'd be very nervous.
Especially, if they go
ahead.
If they beat the Chiefs by 20-plus points.
I think they would be puffing their chest out.
We're going to see them again in 4 weeks. We've got them.
It'd be worse. It'd be worse with me. Because if they beat them by like 21 or 24.
It's the fan base.
I am a glorified fan. I don't say I'm a journalist. I am not a journalist.
You think the majority of fans would be
nervous?
Overly nervous.
Yes. Yes.
Hits in the stomach. The nerves that you had this past season.
If we somehow drew Kansas City, right? Like, if we drew the Chiefs, are you talking wild card weekend? No, best team in the NFL, so they'd be,
Divisional,
divisional round. So if we drew them divisional round, playoffs, I'd be freaking out. Because, under that scenario, what you're saying, I think it's almost impossible to beat teams twice. It's done. But I think it'd be impossible to beat Kansas City twice. So especially if the more you won it by, if you won the game by 30 against Kansas City, it'd be like, that's a throwaway game. Things got unhinged in the second half. Place was going bonkers. You can't even pay attention to some of that stuff. Like, let's throw the tape away. Like, that's how I would feel about that. I would not feel the bigger the lead gets against Kansas City and late in the regular season, the worse I would feel about it in the future.
I guess, I've just been here long enough to where even in the bad seasons, there were some 3-13 seasons where our fans thought it was crazy that we weren't picking the Browns to win games week to week. And I'm like, we're not good. We don't have good players. We don't have a quarterback. What are you talking about? And it would just be this weird delusion. The reason I bring it up when I'm talking about the Guardians is I almost wonder if the trade deadline and us having a clear weakness now for really the extent of the season, once Bieber went down with the injury, I think it was like, all right, let's see. Well, Gavin Williams will get back. Well, but then, he was behind schedule and had a setback. And it was just obvious to everybody for a long period of time that we are going to need to address this.
Yes.
And I think that that trade deadline has just been something we've talked about for so long that it has so many fans convinced that we've got these issues on the team that we're not going to be able to overcome. And yet here we are, best record in the American League, second best record in baseball. We've kind of overcome
it. Well, they've been about a 500 team since. But I know it's, yeah. It hasn't been that long since the All-Star break, obviously, or even since that midway point of the season. But it's exactly what everybody says. Well, if you're a 500 team the rest of the way, you're a World Series, or you're a playoff team,
a 90 plus win team,
and a 98 plus win team. So that's all great. But because they got out to such a huge lead, and it's been so apparent of what they needed the entire season. Shane Bieber went down what, the second week of the year?
I think he had two starts.
Yeah. Like, I remember we were getting ready to make some sort of an argument about whether to trade or not trade Shane Bieber, and then you were left with no choice. So it's been since the second week of the year that we've really truly known what this team needs. If they weren't to make a move, then I think it would be, a lot of people would be crestfallen if they don't make a move at this trade deadline. And if they did, I don't want to keep saying Eric Fetty all the time, and Tommy Pham all the time, because I don't want to get too hitched to one name. I think there's probably going to be other names out there. I don't know if Crochet is going to make the list on this, obviously. But I think there's other names out there that would make some decent sense. I don't think you need to go breaking banks on any of this stuff. But I do think that there would be some moves that would need to be made, obviously. So since we've known about it long enough, I do think that, yeah, maybe they've been this good. They've been this good with deficiencies. So I guess I'm saying... I'm nervous about my own little insecurities. My own little insecurities of, hey, man, I picked him to be an 82-80 team this year. I thought that was going to be a great season. Let's not lose face of what we were doing, or let's not lose focus of what we thought we were going to do here. Okay, well, Anthony Kastrovitz himself said that I need to change the outlook of the season and what I expect out of them. My expectations, my bar needs to be raised for them. Okay, because it is true, and Anthony Kastrovitz makes all the sense of the world. They've been better than what we thought they were going to be, and they've been better than what we thought they were going to be with all those deficiencies we just said. So now would be the time to help that and to give them the best chance they can. Because I do look, and it's the team that I would be concerned about just based on history and because they got their act together would be the Astros. The Yankees, I respect the Yankees, I respect the Orioles, I respect the Twins, I respect the Mariners, I respect all the teams, okay? The team I would actually be worried about is the Astros. That's it. That's a pretty good number.
I just the way that I hear people talk about this team, maybe it again is because they want to make these bold moves at the trade deadline. It doesn't feel like the team that has the best record in the American League. And I'm wondering if our fans are going to get back to acting like that.
Because we're so used to begging them at this time of year to make moves that I don't know if we know any other way to act. 216-474-0092, and that's myself included.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.